Let's move over now to the next page, which is page 113. This is terms called channel partners, and everybody that sells stuff falls into one of these categories. Let's say if there's a lot of volume, huge amounts of volume, like in the automotive industry, like if Ford calls up and they want, you know, 10 million of this or that or whatever, they would call a company that makes it and they would buy it direct, generally. So big volume, they buy it direct. Now, in terms of value that's added here, there's not a lot, because Ford, let's say, they've got their engineers and so on, and they call, let's say they want to write, you know, they want to buy 50 million feet of tubing, you know, little rubber tubing. They got engineers. They just want the 50 million feet of tubing, and they want it in, let's say, 3-foot lengths or something like that or whatever. So they would call up the rubber company that actually makes the rubber hose. They don't need distributors. They don't need anything else. They just need the 50 million, and they want it really cheap. So they don't get a lot of value. They get the product they want, and they usually buy that direct. Now, there are other guys, little guys, like Mitchell, John Mitchell, with his little $30,000 machine. You know, I can't afford to call a distributor up and have him come over, because he's got, you know, costs and so on. So I'll find a catalog someplace, or I'll go on the internet, and I'll buy stuff just as cheaply as I can get it, because I'm really smart and I know how to do things, and I don't need any engineers coming in that I got to pay for to help me do it. Let me get a catalog. I'll figure out what I need. And so I'm going to buy here. Very little added value. You call a catalog or the internet, you got to figure out their website. You got to go through it yourself. You don't get any help. You know, you could call them and get some stuff, but usually the people you get don't know anything. So you really get a minimal amount of help there. And so very little value added. But you're not ordering a lot, so you're not worth a lot of value. So that's those two. Now you get over here, and what happens here usually is people that work for these guys, the big guys that make stuff, a guy gets to be, say, 50, 55, 50, something around that. He says, screw this, I'm out of here. I'm starting my own company. And he becomes a solution seller. He knows more about rubber products. He's got a whole 30 years making hoses and selling them into all caps applications. He knows a ton about rubber hoses and tubing and all that kind of stuff. So he sets up a shop someplace, and he starts going around, and he provides tons of value, goes into the accounts, does the engineering work, knows a ton of stuff, and people call him up and say, hey, what kind of hose do I need? The temperature of the fluid is going to be 200 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's going to be 20 PSI. And he knows right off the top, this is the kind of hose, this is where you go to get it, and so on and so forth. These guys are solution sellers. And up here, you have companies that are trying to be full partners. The best example of these guys was EDS. If you can recall back, you know, 20 years ago or so, when Ross Perot was running EDS, EDS is Electronic Data Systems. He went into GM, and he said to GM, look, you got all these computers in here. You don't have to worry about these computers. I'll buy all your computers in your company. And all these employees you got, God, you're paying them $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a piece. My people are working for $10,000. So, you know, lay off all those people or move them into something else and let me take over all of your computers. I'll buy your machinery, your existing computers. I'll do all the software programs and so on. That is what is called a partnership relationship with an account. Okay? And that was what EDS did. And there's other companies that do this now. You see this with logistics companies now. Companies that go in and manage the inventory, and they got guys that are really sharp in handling inventory, and they got IT people. That's all they do. So they come in and they'll manage your inventory and keep it really low, and they'll have reports and people, you know, and everything locked up and so on. And they do, so there is no pilferage or shrinkage, and you know they're experts in handling that sort of thing. So that's the kind of selling scenario. So wherever you are, you might want to consider, how could we partner with somebody, like was I was suggesting to you guys, about going to companies and, you know, maybe having some furnished units available and partnering with a company. Say if you get people in here, hospitals perhaps, and you know, any kind of schools too. Like sometimes there's professors that come in for the school season, you know, or whatever. And I don't know, you know, but it starts with making phone calls like we're going to be talking about together and try to do some partnering. As far as you guys are concerned, you know, I'm not certain exactly where this would fit for you in terms of partnering, but you guys, you know, you certainly need to be finding these kinds of people to help you sell stuff. You know, people that are extremely knowledgeable about sophisticated machinery. They'll never know as much as you guys are going to know, but they can. But they're not going to be totally oblivious to what you're trying to do. So that's the kind of selling situation that exists out there. Okay, so that's a little bonus material. Is anybody got any questions on any of that?